just seems there's a lot of problems going on in Knoxville right now, needs to be worked out. Hey, but no problems here this morning. It's time for Inside the Numbers, and as always, we welcome in from the desert, Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. Mike, how are you doing this week?
Doing great, Coach. I'm actually back here on the East Coast. It was a little odd. I flew from Birmingham, where it was 98 degrees, and went out to back to Vegas, and it was 70 degrees.
Wow. Well, you know, that's the way the weather is out there. When I was listen, when I was living in New Mexico, this is not an exaggeration at all. We had snow in the morning. We were wearing shorts in the afternoon on the practice field. That's just the way that weather is out there. And I love it. I'll be frank with you.
Oh, no doubt. Me too. Even in January, it might be cold, but the sun's out, which it's not always the case in the Southeast.
That's true. Listen, let's look at tonight's game, Central Florida and Cincinnati. The Knights ranked 18th. They bounced back from their loss at Pitt by dismantling UConn 56-21, but who isn't dismantling UConn this year? This week, the Knights go on the road. They face a Cincinnati team whose only loss is to Ohio State. No shame there. The Knights, they know their pipe dream of making the college football playoff is shot, but still looking to get back to a New Year's Six Bowl game for the third year in a row. However, if Luke Fickell and the Bearcats can get past UCF, they've got a chance to run the table themselves. And if they do, Cincinnati will be playing on New Year's Day for the first time since 2009. Mike, did you know that Brian Kelly was the coach then? But, hey, first things first, got to take care of the Knights, and that's not going to be easy.
No. That one loss at Pitt, I believe, was their first regular season loss in 3 years. And now you're looking at trying to give the Knights their second loss out of three games. So it is going to be a tough task. You've got 2 1-loss teams from Conference USA getting a primetime slot on Friday night. UCF's loss was at Pitt. Cincinnati's loss was to Ohio State. Ohio State, they might be the best in the land right now based off what I've seen. Last season, these schools played on a Friday night. Bearcats, they went up first 7-0, but then Central Florida was just too much. They outscored them 38-6 from that point on. Coach, the Knights are only a 4-point chalk in this one, and as of today, 70% of the tickets are on Central Florida, and the books are leaving it at 4. Something's amiss here. Point spread says Cincinnati covers this game.